Realizing they had been dismissed, Theron, the director, and Nos Dural filed out of the Supreme Commander's office and into the reception area outside.
You two go on ahead,
the director told them, casting a quick glance over at the receptionist as the office door closed behind them.
I need to speak with this young lady about some paperwork. Coordinating SIS resources with the military. Gotta make everything official.
Theron suspected that whatever the director wanted to talk about was decidedly unofficial, but he had enough tact not to say anything as he and Nos Dural continued out into the hall alone.
I'm looking forward to working with you,
the Jedi said once they reached a branch in the hall where they would part ways.
And I can assure you that my feelings for my former Padawan won't interfere with our mission.
That's good to know, Theron said, thinking, if it comes down to it, will you be able to kill her, or will you hesitate?
I'll see you in 2 days,
Nos Dural said, then turned and headed off in the other direction. As he watched him go, the personal holocom on Theron's belt started to beep. Curious, he answered the call. To his surprise, the Supreme Commander's face materialized before him.
Theron, I'd like to speak to you again before the mission. Alone, at my private residence.
Of course, sir,
Theron said, too taken aback to think of anything else.
Good. I'll send you the address. Be there tomorrow night.
The call ended before Theron could ask any questions, leaving him wondering what the Supreme Commander of the Republic could possibly want to discuss.